It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Calls are now going out from the state to unvaccinated Coloradans about setting up an appointment for a COVID-19 shot. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state isn't trying to sell you anything, just persuade you to get vaccinated, so the calls are not considered a violation of its no-call registry. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says the state will call almost 500,000 people who haven't yet gotten vaccinated based on information from the Colorado Immunization Information System and other publicly available records.
We have statutory limitations on how we can use this information, and we're only using it to reach out to people to make sure that they understand where they can get this vaccine and to answer any questions that they might have.
As of Thursday, nearly half of all Coloradans have been fully vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis talked about the importance of the vaccine while visiting Western Colorado Tuesday. He focused on getting children vaccinated.
Most people are accustomed to getting their kids vaccinated. They get a lot of other shots, and this is simply one more.
The governor was in Mesa County, where only about 8% of children 12 to 15 have been fully vaccinated. Police in Arvada have released more information about the shooting there Monday. They have not detailed the circumstances of what happened, but they do say a 40-year-old man from Golden named John Hurley acted as a Good Samaritan and intervened and was killed. They also say the officer who was killed, Gordon Beasley, was targeted because he was in a uniform. Arvada Police Chief Link Strait.
Communities need to understand what they ask of their police officers, the sacrifices that they make, the cost to them for your safety.
The suspected shooter in the incident Monday also died. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels returned to northern Colorado this fall for the first time in nearly two decades. The precision flying team will perform at the Great Colorado Air Show in October at the Loveland Fort Collins Airport. The Front Range has highs again today in the 90s, but getting cooler tomorrow and for the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.